What's up, everybody? Big Mike on the call. How y'all doing this evening? What is it? I don't even know what time it is. It's afternoon. What's up? Take your name and where you calling from.
Becky Shirley.
What's up, Becky? Welcome to the call. Anybody else out there, state your name and where you calling from.
Manny from the Heat.
Manny, welcome to the call, brother. Anybody else out there, state your name and where you calling from.
Carla from New Jersey.
Carla, welcome to the call. My daily motivators are here. They're here daily getting it done. State your name and where you're calling from. All right. Well, I'm out here. I mean, I know there's more people on the call, but they're a little shy. We're going to break that shell eventually on you guys. We're going to break the shell. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Jules calling in from Los Angeles.
What's up, Jules? Welcome to the call. Everybody's just chiming in. It's 12 o'clock sharp right now. I'm feeling real good because I'm coming from the treadmill to the call, so I'm full of energy, all types of magnetic energy. I feel like I can speak anything into the universe right now, and this will happen. It will be. That's the type of state that I'm in right now, and that's what we're doing on this call each and every day. We're trying to get you into that state, that magnetic state, so you can start pretty much making anything that you want in your life. Start creating anything that you want in your life each and every day, right? As long as you stay connected and stay plugged in with this community each and every day, and we're going to help you to get that perspective. If you don't have that perspective just yet, you're going to get it as long as you stay plugged in and you start practicing little things that we share each and every day on this call. State your name and where you're calling from if you haven't done so.
Hey, it's Robert Bennett, South Florida.
Robert, welcome to the call. Welcome to the call. Man, South Florida, we got California, we got we got Georgia. Everybody's on the call and just chiming in, trying to get the perspective. I just want to let everybody know that's on this call. If you're an entrepreneur, network marketer, online marketer, you're in business for yourself, you're in the business of building teams, of building communities of people on the same, with the same mission and same goal of financial freedom, I'm here to tell you that I'm here to close people for you. I'm not necessarily selling, but I'm here to close people for you by changing their perspective about what it is that you do. So each and every day when you send people to this call, that's my purpose and goal. Even though it doesn't affect my pockets whatsoever, this is my purpose and this is what I love to do, even if I don't get paid for it. So I'm going to stay connected each and every day, and if you're willing to bring yourself and your team to this call, it is my goal, my purpose, to make sure I shift their perspective, make sure they get things done. They shift the perspective and they join your team. They shift the perspective and they go out there and make the phone calls. They shift the perspective and they go out there and do the necessarily online marketing that they need to do. They shift the perspective to go out there and simply get it done each and every day. If you got invited to this call based on the Facebook group, I think I labeled it Consistency Tuesday. Yesterday we talked about mapping out your goals for the week and finishing up strong, but we gotta start strong in order to finish up strong. We gotta create those goals so that we can blow past those goals. So yesterday we talked about those goals. We talked about turning negativity into opportunity. I said it more like reframing a negative situation into an opportunity. We talked about having optimism each and every day and just pressing forward. But today we're gonna talk about something a little different. I'm going to talk about how to be an excellent receiver, right? How to, have gratitude about the money that you receive each and every day. And also I want to talk about how to just pamper yourself and start getting yourself mentally where you need to be as an entrepreneur or someone who wants to make $1 million a year or somebody who just wants to make $1,000 a day. I don't know what your financial goals are, but whatever that goal is, you got to get yourself into that state each and every day in order for that to materialize. If you haven't stated your name and where you're calling from, can you do it now? State your name and where you're calling from. Oh, we got some shy cats. Still shy on the call. Some people just have to get on this call and listen in. Some people are at work, and they just plug the earphones into the ear and just listen in, and all that's okay, too. I'm here to deliver the value and give everything that you need to press forward in your business. The first thing I talked about today is being an excellent receiver. Have you ever heard of someone or have a friend that just says, I'm just not cut out for this, or why do I need to make that much money? Right, they're just simply shattering the belief system, right? And why should the universe give them anything if they don't believe that they can even use it or need it, right? And have you ever heard someone say, "Well, But, you know, I'm just not here to make that much money. I'm just here to help people. How can you help the majority of people if you're broke, busted, and disgusted, right? So start putting yourself in a position to receive. When somebody says, great job, don't turn it back on them and say, oh, it's nothing. Just hold on to that thank you. Hold on to that great job, right? Hold on to that gift that they're giving you. There's no need for you to give something in return just yet, because I'm pretty sure they're giving you a thank you because of the value that you've already given. Understand that you're a valuable person, and when people start saying thank you, they start giving you gifts, right? They start giving you tips and tricks and things of that nature. It's because you are valuable already, and there's no need to give it back because you've already given it. So earn your reward. Earn it. Learn to start receiving things. Once you start to wake up and start having that gratitude about your life, the universe is naturally just going to start sending things your way. It's going to start sending you ideals. It's going to start sending you the right people for your business, for your opportunity. It's going to start sending the right connections. It's going to start sending you the right strategies, right? What you think is your strategy may not just be your strategy yet, until you get into that phase where you start receiving things, and all of a sudden you're going to get these eyes, these aha moments, and these life-changing shifts in your mind. See, this call was based on a mind shift. This call was based on something random. But when I started to do the call and we started being consistent with it, the growth that I was having on this call, I said, man, this is it. This is it. This is the value that I'm going to give. Whether it puts money in my pocket or not, this is the value I'm going to give, and I'm going to receive this gift in some other way, shape, or form. Okay, so start putting yourself in the perspective to start receiving, guys. And money. I mean, you know, some people say, well, I only made $8 today. Well, you made $8. You should be running around, you know, and being cheerful that you actually made it. You generated $8. I remember I quit my $54,000 a year job because I made $25 on the internet. I made my first $25, and I seen so much more than $25. I seen making that $25 four, five, 10, 15 times over. That's what I saw, and that's why I quit my job at the time. I was thankful for that small $25. And here I am still today building a business online. Here I am last night. Somebody got started with my business late last night. I didn't even call them because it was so late last night. But somebody got started, and I had no clue they were in the business. Right? Here I am because I was thankful, because I received that $25, and I was so excited about it. Here I am still today building the business. I woke up this morning with commissions in my email account. That's a big deal because I was thankful a few years back for that $25 that I made. If you're in the business of building people, you got to be thankful for that one, two people that you get started in your business. Cherish it. Don't walk around and say, well, I only got two people in my business. I only made a couple of sales this week. Have gratitude for that. Receive that. Be thankful for that, so that the universe can start sending you more of it. When it understands that you can, you accept it with gratitude, it's gonna give you more, because now you're responsible enough to receive it. And the last thing I want to talk about is pampering yourself. Right? They say pampering myself. Why should I pamper myself? Guys, let me step out of my car real fast.
Because, you know, when I get to this part of the call, I just need to be walking around and making sure my energy is flowing. And you know, you need to be doing the same thing as well. Get your energy flowing. Get out of your seat. Move around. You know, start shaking some things up. If you got to go to the gym, get warmed up. Do what you have to do. I feel like this gym time is part of pampering myself. I went out on a date night last week. That was part of pampering myself. And you put yourself in a position where you say, you know what, each month, once a month, I'm going to do something where I'm not going to look at the prices on the menu, right? Well, I'm not going to worry about how much the massage is going to cost me. Start getting yourself in the right state of mind to be someone that earns $1,000 a day, that makes $100,000 a year from the internet in their favorite flannel pajamas from the comfort of their home. Be that type of person now, today. Once you get in that frame of mind, everything else would be so easy. You'll start thinking like this the moment you wake up. Have gratitude. To press forward, to get the job done. These ideals would just start just replaying themselves in your mind all day long, all day long. I started doing this thing with a couple of people that I work with. We started doing this accountability thing. It was so random. When one person did it, everybody else kind of just triggered. So every day we kind of write down exactly what we did, and we put it out there in the public, and we make this promise that we're going to do this stuff every single day, and we're showing people how consistent we are. But it only happens that way once you start to make these mind shifts in your mind that, you know, I'm just going to do this. This is just a part of who I am. Building a business is just a part of who I am. Making a phone call is just a part of who I am, right? Writing a blog post is just a part of who I am. It's naturally me, and this is how you're going to get your success once every single task that you have to do every day is just a part of who you are. Just like when you wake up and you yawn, that's just a part of waking up, right? Just like when you get in your shower, it's a certain routine, and you naturally just do it. When you get into your car and you drive, you don't think about driving anymore. You just naturally do it. You got to start getting yourself into this type of natural flow where you just wake up and you move. You don't hesitate to move. You just move. You don't think twice about going to the gym. You just go. You don't think twice about doing the things that you need to do, the necessary things that you need to do to take yourself from point A to point B, from where you are to where you want to be, guys. And I totally understand that, you know, life has been beating you up mentally. I get it. I've been there. I'm still fighting these old belief systems that people have implanted in me from the kid, from working a job, all these different negative mentalities, all these different limiting beliefs. I know what that feels like, and it's not an easy thing to do to make the shift. But let me tell you something. When you make the decision to make the shift, it happens, and it does happen. It's just that simple. But it starts with you making that decision to move, to get it done. Somebody invited you to this call today, right? They invited you to this call today because they wanted you to get a new perspective. They want you to start making some shifts in your own life because your pockets are directly proportional to the information that you store between your two ears, right? Where you are now is the sum of all the different things that you have thought about over the years. All the different things that have been planted in your brain has gotten you exactly where you are today. And it's time now to get a new perspective. It's time to do something different. Okay? I'm tell you a quick story. My son, one day he came home and he had this new homework. I mean, he's in like third grade, and they got doing this testing like high schoolers test, right? They go in a certain number of days, and they sit down for a few hours, hour and a half, and they actually take these tests. So he was studying for this test, and they sent him home some material. And it said to read the words in a minute, and within a minute, you tell them how many they got wrong, right? And I thought about that. I thought about that over time. You know, school has been implanting in our brain, have been giving us what we've done wrong, what we haven't done quite right, what we need to work on. So I said, you know what, I'm going to do this a little differently. When my son read the paper and he finished in a minute, I said, congratulations, you got this amount of words correct, right? Have you ever taken a test before and you get an 80%? They said, man, you only got 20 wrong. Instead of saying, congratulations, you got 80 right. This is how people look at their lives every day. They look at all the things they've done wrong, which is a very small number compared to what they've actually done right. But we've been so programmed to focus on what we've done wrong that we can't have these mind shifts, that we have these limiting beliefs. So that's what a call like this is for, each and every day, to tap into a new perspective, a new belief of what you can do with yourself, of how you can affect other people, of how you can change your circumstances in an instant. If you see me, I'm an average guy. I don't wear all this designer clothes. I drive a Toyota Camry, but you will never know about my business at all. I work in a group home that pays me very minimal money, but I love what I do because I know I got something going for myself that most people don't. And you need to think the same way on this phone call, because if you're on this phone call, you've got something going for yourself that the average person doesn't. And you need to have gratitude about that, and you need to build it with passion, because you're doing something the normal person isn't doing. You have decided to empower your life. You have decided to empower the people around you. You have decided to press forward and leave all that nonsense behind you. I encourage you today to no longer live with lack, to no longer believe in these limiting beliefs of what you can do. I encourage you to take those goals that you had yesterday and finish up earlier than you thought you were going to finish up. Give it that much passion. Give it that much energy to press forward and get it done before you decided, before you planned to get it done. And guess what? Do it some more after it's done again. You want success and you want success fast, you got to do stuff over and over and over. And when you give yourself a goal and a deadline, you get there way before that deadline, and then you keep going and you get some more. The person that sent you to this call is helping you to change your perspective, helping you to change your mind so you can change your life. You don't have to walk around with a snobby face on anymore, right? You don't have to worry about telling your kid, I can't afford it. You no longer have to tell your spouse, we can't travel this year. You no longer have to do these things anymore if you just decide to get the job done. You're no different from everybody else that you look up to on TV, that you listen to on the radio. You're no different. They was born in the womb just like you were born in the womb. They walk just like you walk. They put their pants on the same way you put your pants on. You are no different. Everything that you think you don't know can be learned. Every resource you think you don't have can be found. Every bit of money that you think you don't have can be made. Everything can be done. It only takes you to make a decision. Make a decision today to press forward, to lock arms with somebody else and build something that the normal person is not building. Empower yourself. Empower your life. Put yourself in a position where you walk around, people look at you like, damn, look at that guy. He must got something going on. Look at that lady right there. She walks so powerful. Put yourself in that type of light. You can do it. You don't need nobody to tell you that you're powerful. You already been told how powerful you were born. We're not animals. We're humans. We decide to do what we want to do. Right? A squirrel can't decide not to get nuts for the winter because he's going to die. But you can decide not to live in lack and live the life of your dreams. You can decide that. Understand the power that you have. And go out there and make things happen. Get things done, guys. If you want updates, text motivation to 77948. That's motivation to 77948. I hope you got something from this call. I hope you're making a decision today to press forward in your business. I hope you're making a decision to get in a business. I hope you're pressing forward to holding yourself accountable to getting the numbers that you need to live out the dream that you're looking for. That's the biggest thing, guys, holding ourselves accountable for what we do. It is nobody's fault that we are where we are. It is only ours and all the decisions that we've made, and I encourage you today to make a new decision, get a new perspective, and live the life of your dream, guys. Text motivation to 77948. I'm at 12:15 right now. I try to make this call as short and powerful as possible because I don't want to take too much of your time because I want you to go out there and get things done. This call is meant for us to be here on time at 12 p.m., you know, and I know it's hard for a lot of people to get here at 12 p.m., so I encourage you to listen to the recording. There's tons of recordings that you can listen to. If you just check my Facebook stream or the invite or whomever invited you, just ask for a link to the recordings or something. But you can get access to them so that you can be listening to this all day long. Maybe you need more than 19 minutes of motivation. You can listen to it all day long. And if you're in a business that gives you motivation, listen to what they got for you, man. I mean, that's how I got here. I got here by listening to audios every single day. And I continue to do that. because that's what my business told me to do. If you want success, this is what you have to do. And I said, no problem, I'm going to do it. And I encourage you to do the exact same thing, guys. Text motivation is 77948. This is Mike Williams. I'm going to see you tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and let's do it again. This is Consistency Tuesdays. Go out there and get it done. I'll see you tomorrow. Later.